Russian President Vladimir Putin has thrown something of a lifeline to the president of Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko has faced mass protests since last month's disputed presidential election, a vote that protesters say he rigged. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Lukashenko arrived today in the Russian city of Sochi, seeking much-needed Russian support. The past 4 weeks, Belarusians have taken to the streets demanding his resignation, with a crowd of over 100,000 again swamping downtown Minsk on Sunday. In remarks before cameras, the leader's body language told the story. Lukashenko, leaning hard in Putin's direction, repeatedly wiping his brow. Putin leaned back in his chair and suggested the political crisis in Belarus was an internal affair for the time being. We want Belarusians themselves, without prompting and pressure from outside, to sort out this situation in a calm manner, said Putin.
You know, everyone understands that Moscow has now become the kingmaker in the context of this political crisis.
That's analyst Yevheny Preyerman in Minsk. He says Putin is offering only limited aid to Lukashenko for now. A $1.5 billion loan for Belarus's struggling economy. Also, Russian paratroopers will take part in exercises in Belarus this week. But Preherman says Moscow is aware too tight a Kremlin embrace of Lukashenko risks alienating Belarusians, who until now haven't been trying to pull out of Russia's orbit. Indeed, today, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, Lukashenko's opponent in the August election, said Putin had chosen dialogue with a dictator over the Belarusian people. For NPR News, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.